Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. We are reacting to a video where Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei delivers a speech. Well, this is a small part of that speech. His Eminence delivered on December 11th, 2024. In order to react to the video, we have invited Sheikh Ali Qumi. Sheikh Ali, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So alhamdulillah, you know, on Reaction Time, we have decided that this speech of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei that he delivered on December 11, 2024 is a very important speech. Of course, all of his speeches are very important, but we know when we saw this very quick and very shocking and surprising developments that happened in Syria, I mean, it took everybody by surprise. And so because this speech was really focused on Imam Khamenei, focused on Syria by Imam Khamenei. So we decided to spend a little bit of more time on these video clips. So if you allow, we'll go ahead and watch another one on this episode.
Sure, Bismillah.
ما در همین شرایط دشوار هم آماده بودیم. اینجا به من آمدن گفتن که همه امکاناتی که برای سوری ها امروز لازمه ما آماده کردیم، آماده ایم که بریم. آسمان ها بسته بود، زمین بسته بود، رژیم صهیونیستی و آمریکا هم آسمان سوریه رو بستن، هم راه های زمین رو بستن، امکان نداشت. اینجوریست قضایا. انگیزه ها اگر چنانچه در داخل اون کشور به حال خود باقی میموند و میتوانستند در مقابل دشمن حرفی داشته باشن، دشمن آسمانشون هم نمیتوانست ببنده، راه زمین هم نمیتوانست ببنده، میشد کمک بهشون کرد.
So, mashallah, Sheikh Ali, of course, another excerpt from this speech. And what's really amazing is that line by line, every single thing that Imam Khamenei says is so profound, and it really clears a lot of the confusion that the mass media has spread, all across the world, but especially amongst the Muslims. Here again, we see that he very... openly, clearly, elegantly, he says that we were ready to help, and people apparently, his advisors or military generals, I'm not sure who, he doesn't say, but that they came to him and they told him that we have everything ready to go and help, we have everything. And then he says something really interesting, he says that despite the fact that there was no fly zones, I think that's what he was referring to, that the skies were closed.
Yeah, the airspace,
the no fly zones by America and Israel, which is something that I think, if we have time, we should talk about, is how you have a no fly zone during Bashar al-Assad, but when these HTS terrorist, factions come in, then you bomb the daylights out of, Syria, which you talked about in the last episode. But again, this idea that the Islamic Republic was always ready to help, it was willing to help, it wanted to help, but it's like, how do you help somebody who doesn't want your help?
Yeah. Awesome. Mm. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this very clip, like you said, it's very meaningful. It's very sensitive topic. You realize that, once you have to explain these things, some of them are, you can say, military secrets, for the lack of better word, right? Mm. So he very clearly says that, the presence of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Syria was at the level of the military advisors. Now, for those of you who know a little bit about, how these things work, it's not boots on ground. Military advisors are people who are experienced enough to advise you
about on the military tactics and strategies
and tactics and strategies and how to do this and how to do that, right? And then it's the job of the local country itself to implement those, right? And again, it's not a decision that they make for them. They propose the advice, and the local government is supposed to make the decision, right?
To do that or not do that.
Now, whether they did it or not is a separate discussion, right? But Imam Khamenei, he says that we were ready. Ready for what? We had military advisors on the ground, and Imam Khamenei is being informed by his government officials or Sepah officials or Sepah Quds officials or whoever was tasked for Syria. They're informing him that we are ready to save Syria.
Or but at, now least, yeah, at least help save Syria.
But now there are two issues here, right? The first issue is the willingness of Syria and Syrian government to defend itself, right? Like they did in the past. And hence were helped by the forces, the besieging forces from Iran, from, you know, Pakistan, Afghanistan, other places, you know. So many of those factions who went to defend the shrine of Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha. And they made sure that these Daesh terrorists, the ISIS terrorists, they're not successful, you know, to overthrow Bashar al-Assad. Now, that's one thing. The willingness of the country itself.
Yeah, sure.
The second thing is the preparedness of Iran to be able to save them, right? This preparation was there.
Which is really amazing.
They were ready, right?
It shows the concern and the care that the Islamic Republic has for
these fellow nations. And the enemy knew about this preparation. So they did what? They blocked the airspace and they made sure that you know, the land routes are also blocked, right? First of all, the question is, Syria is a sovereign country, a sovereign nation.
Yeah, sure.
How in the world was the United States of America and the Zionist regime of Israel, they were able to block them, right? Block their airspace and land route. Can Mexico, you know, block the fly zones of the United States of America from all sides because it's a neighbor? Right. Let's say Syria, Israel being the neighbor, a neighboring country or non-country, right? Let's say that they could do it from one side. Can you do it from all four sides? No.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous.
So this means, you know, this is a proper act of aggression when you block off. This pretty much means you're sieging the country.
Yeah.
You understand it, right?
Yeah, sure.
You
block
off your trade routes, your roads, and also the airspace, right? So that was the second factor that played a part in Syria falling down. I personally believe Imam Khamenei doesn't say it here. It's just, you know, something that I've kind of come to understanding of. That if let's say, that the first factor that the Syrian government deciding to resist against the United States of America and against the Zionist regime of Israel, and it's essentially against HTS, right? Those were the boots on ground, and they were ready to resist against Turkey and its incursion. And if they were ready, Islamic Republic of Iran would still have gone in to save its ally, despite the fact that the air routes and the ground routes were blocked. The major problem again was that willingness and determination of the government itself,
you know, just
Syrian
to kind
government.
Of, before we close up, but it's kind of an interesting, I guess, discussion type thing, mubahasa, if you will, discussion,
right?
This idea that, for example, if the arrogant powers, right, wanted to drag the Islamic Republic into this conflict in one way or the other, right, they perhaps would have, I don't know, tried something else. So what I'm trying to say, I think, is that not only do these arrogant powers not understand the calculation framework of the Islamic Republic, right? Because they don't understand, this is why they keep on making mistakes in their calculations.
Sure.
Right? So they probably thought that as soon as HTS came in and Bashar al-Assad left and the army gave up, that the Islamic Republic would come in and save the day, and this is where we would get the Islamic Republic in this quagmire, and we'd sink, you know, the Islamic Republic of Iran. So in their calculations, and again, this is just, you know, I'm just brainstorming or debating or discussing, whatever, right? Is that if Bashar al-Assad leaves, you know, we'll talk to him. If the army, you know, puts down their arms, we'll talk to them, you know, because apparently some of these military generals were paid quite a bit of money to put down their arms. You know, then the Islamic Republic will come in. A total miscalculation where we find that, you know, because the people didn't resist, which they thought. So it's another statement that Imam Khamenei has regularly made, that the enemy continuously makes errors in their calculations, and this is why they will continue to fail.
Right. And this is true. I mean, I think The win situation for them would have been that the Islamic Republic of Iran gets dragged into this quagmire, as you put it, without Syria being there. Then, you know, Russia would be questioning that, okay, who am I fighting for? The Syrian army and Syrian government doesn't want to fight. So, you know, I think what transpired was very interesting. Yes, unexpected for many, but again, it has its own reasons that need to be understood properly.
JazakAllah. Thank you so much, Sheikh Ali, for joining us on yet another Reaction Time. We keep on bothering you to come in and do these reaction videos, but alhamdulillah, we've gotten a really good reaction from people who have appreciated these videos. Allah bless you. Thank you so much. And JazakAllah, dear viewers, for joining us. This was Reaction Time.